Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Major differences, do you think, under Jesse compared to what you've been dealing with John? How would you kind of compare so far?
Yeah, I think this was the second day of camp. And obviously, every human being is always different. So, you know, like just like all 32 teams, things are going to be different. Jesse has his unique way of doing things. John had his unique way of doing things. And I'm enjoying it out here with the guys, getting better and just controlling what I can control. And that's just my attitude and effort day in and day out.
Hey, you know, when this offseason, Jesse talked about you really taking ownership of the defense and the linebacker. How important was it for you kind of throughout this whole process to try to take ownership of the defense and be the leader of this group?
Yeah, absolutely. I think leadership, that's a strong word, you know, and I don't take that lightly. But first and foremost, I have to make sure myself is in the position I need to be in before you try to lead anyone at the end of the day. And, like, first you got to lead by example and be vocal when you need to. But I think those things all take care of themselves when you're doing your job the right way. And when you got a great group of guys around you, like whoever's out there with me or whoever I'm out there with, we all know the mission at hand and what we have to handle. And it's about doing that day in and day out, practice in and practice out. And then that's just going to echo throughout the season.
On the topic of taking care of yourself, I mean, obviously getting a little older, you had some sort of nagging injuries last season. Did this offseason, look different for you at all in any demonstrable way? Is there any way you're kind of concentrating on either shape or just injury prevention that's different from years past?
Yeah, absolutely. I think every year you're either getting better or you're getting worse. And I definitely had to attack some things with the body, soft tissue and things of that nature. And I feel really good. So it'll just echo throughout the season because, you know, a lot of people can talk, but it's more so about your actions and what you do in the field. So I'm not in the talking business. I'm more so in the result business. So, you know, but it's a lead up to that. And I'm just getting myself there just like each and every person out here. So I'm excited for the journey. And, you know, the journey is always the best when it's the way it's supposed to be.
You have different dynamics here. Obviously, Weave is the coordinator, but Jesse's going to be calling the defense. What have you seen so far about how they kind of get with each other? And how do you anticipate kind of relating to each one of them?
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful dynamic and it's a beautiful situation. Like, known Weave from in the past, and I think he's a tremendous person first and foremost. I think he's a tremendous coach as well, and just like having him here, and then obviously Jesse's track record speaks for itself. And I think when you tie two beautiful minds like that together, it just brings out the best in everyone, because two great minds is a lot better than one. So I'm excited for the journey with those guys, and I know a lot of other guys can attest to that in the locker room as well as on the defensive side of the ball. So we're definitely excited about those two, and I know it's going
to
be pretty sweet.
To that point, bro, we heard Kyle talk about yesterday unlearning the way things have been done here in previous years and just the process of figuring out the way that Justin Mitchell wants to do things. What's that process been like for you to try to understand and get a sense of this defense?
Yeah, I think, you know, the things that, like, most human beings fear, and I'm sure we all can attest to that, is change. And I think that's just part of life. And like, when things are different, people may not know how to adjust like right away. And I think Jesse is a unique individual, and I think he's a brilliant mind, very cerebral guy, seen a lot, and obviously called a lot of great defense over the years. So I just think what he brings to the table, who he is as a person, I think it's just going to be good for everybody and just allow everybody to really play to the best of their ability and like very calculated. So I feel like I'm that way, and I feel like with him being the leader of it all, being that way, it's just going to echo down throughout the groups.
Bro, you've been a part of the team talking about how he wants to be, I guess, have more of a dialogue with players and take your guys' input into consideration. Is there anything either on the field or off the field that you said to him that has been kind of inactive?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I think, man, he's true to his word, and, like, you know, that's what you have in this world, especially as a lady, guy, whoever, or whatever you consider yourself to be. Like, I think when you have your word, you say something and you go about your word. And to this day, I feel like he's been about his word, and he says something, that's what he do. He asks for feedback, give him active feedback, and, you know, he reciprocates that, and it goes from there. So it's always great when you know you have someone that actually hears you out. Not necessarily mean everything is going to go the way you want it to go, but he always has to do what's best for the team. But I think hearing you out, and if it's something that he sees is best for the team, then he'll echo that through his actions, and that's awesome. It's awesome, man. I think, like, just honestly, like, just having a mind like his, like, actually calling the defense, and then if there's little things he may see that maybe if you can handle it mentally, where it's like, hey, maybe this here may come up, this play or that play, you know, be alert for this. And just those, like, reminders when you have that in the headset, because at the end of the day, he's at the top of the food chain. And, like, he's seen a lot, and, like, obviously he can see some things that I can't see, vice versa. But, yeah, just having that in the headset, man, and just knowing what type of mind he has, I'm just truly excited for it, and I'm excited for it to echo throughout the defense throughout the season. And, obviously, it started now, and it's just going to continue to build.
Bro, you've been a part of some really good pass-rushing defenses here. But also, you know, the Ravens go get a big money guy like Trey Hendrickson, who has that real, you know, strong specialty of exactly the quarterback. How different is it when the defense can kind of predicate around Trey's ability at that skill? And do you feel sort of gravity shifting his way when you're sort of aligned in to certain schemes?
Man, I think truly, like, having some elite pass rushers, and obviously Trey's track record speaks for itself, but, like, over my years, like, playing with guys like Khalil Mack, Robert Quinn, you know, and different guys like that. And, like, when you have, like, elite pass rushers, and we have plenty of them, who's going to continue to show, like, Mike. I expect Mike to have a big year. T-Rob, whenever his number's called. Young, you know, and each and every guy that goes into that role, because there are so many guys. And I think once you have that, it takes off so much stress from everyone, from the back seven, especially because you know the ball is actually – has to come out, and, like, you can truly, it's not a lot of padding, you know, unless you're doing a max protection or something like that. But then there's, like, what, 2-3-man routes and things of that nature. So, like, yeah, once you have those type of guys, man, it lights the load for everyone. So I'm very excited about Trey obviously being here and, like, watching him, and, like, it's pretty sweet watching him, watching Mike, T-Rob, all of those guys. So I'm excited, and I think it's going to be great. Yeah, man, I think Trent, first and foremost, a phenomenal person. Like, he's the type you want to, like, if I had a daughter, he would marry your daughter or something like that. I kid you not. Like, the dude is, like, that type of guy, like, off the field. And on the field, man, he's one of those guys that's eager to learn about any and everything. Anything you put down, he want to pick it up. And he's like a sponge. And, like, honestly, this is, like, the best. And I'm not just saying this, like, because it's media or whatever, but, like, this is probably the best I've seen him. Obviously, he's in peak physical shape. His physique is like no other. And, like, but what he's doing mentally right now, not making the same mistakes twice and things of that nature. I'm just excited for him to show what he's about, and, like, everything he's been holding in. And, like, make no mistake about it, he knows what this year is. This is last year on this contract, and it's about, like, going out and showing, proving to himself first and foremost, and then showing it to the world, because I already believe in him, and everyone else in the building believe in him as well. And it's just about going out and showing that game in and game out, but it's starting right now throughout practice. And I think, obviously, too, having Coach Santucci back, like, I think he's a phenomenal teacher, a phenomenal leader, and able to truly break things down. And whereas Trent is, like, I thought about it, the guy's never had a same position coach more than 1 year. So when you just truly think about it, and when you're being taught different philosophies, different things, that can be a lot on your plate, like, for anyone. So, like, and then switching and coming, playing linebacker truly for the first time in the NFL. Like, when you think about it, it's like the highest level of the highest levels. And, like, a lot of pressure was on him early on, but, like, I think he can handle it, and he has handled it to the best of his ability. And, like, he's always chin up, chest out. Never drop his head, and, like, come in the same person day in and day out. And, like, you can't do anything but respect a guy like that.
Bro, knowing some of the battles that you went through with Teddy last year, what's impressed you about how he's attacked his
career? Yeah, man, Teddy, like, it's kind of crazy. Like, some of the stuff I can't, like, discuss with training room stuff or whatever like that, but, like, the way that guy's looking and what he's been doing, man, I'm like, whew, I wish I could do some of the stuff he's doing. And, like, you would never know he's had that type of injury or whatever like that. But he's the type of guy, just put his head down and grind, and he know what he wants for himself. Very mature beyond his years. I've said that many times before. And, like, I think that just echo and, like, a little adversity. Like, he's not letting that phase him one bit. He's like, hey, it happened, so what, now what? And that's what he's going to do. He's just going to continue to prove doubters wrong, starting at what, small school ball out in Cal, transferring. So he's always had the odds against him in a sense. And, yeah, he's just going to continue to do that. And I'm just excited for his journey as well. And I think whenever he gets back, it's going to be a great addition for all of us.
One more place. Speaking of peak physical shape, Derrick Henry, you went against him once in Chicago about 6 years ago. You remember that game, and you look at what he's, you know, still continuing to do. It kind of goes through your mind when you see that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I remember, like, we was going down there to Tennessee. It was a nice warm day. And the King, you know, that's all every week. Like, hey, you know, 6'3", 6'4", 260, whatever he weighs, like Greek God, you know, all that. So, like, yeah, you was definitely going down and making sure, you know, you got your chin strap maybe a little tight, a little extra air in your helmet and everything like that. But, like, yeah, what this guy's been able to do, like, hey, make no bone about it. Like, we all know, like, first ballot, who he is as a person. Never complain, never seen a guy complain, come in, day out, grind, you know, never take the easy route. And, like, I'm just truly happy to have him on my team now and not have to worry about going against him. Because even up in London, when I was here, like, we knew, like, hey, you stop him, you got a chance to win every time. And, like, just pairing him with Lamar and the rest of the guys on the offense, man, it's truly special.
All right, thank you, bro. Yep. Thank you, bro.